Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry with a G, by the way. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only. I hope you check out my websites. Let me give you my book website first this time. ageofthecustomer.com. That's the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. I'm so excited about it, folks. I wrote this for you. I hope you check it out. I hope you'll get it and like it, because I think it will, you know, you guys listening to me, you're aware of some of my ideas on how things are changing. You hear me talking about it, weaving it into a lot of conversations with our Brain Trust members, and you hear them agreeing with me about some of my ideas, and so it's all there in the book. Check it out. There's a one-minute trailer that you can watch there in the video section. There's a little excerpt of the book there, and you can see what other people have said about the book, ageofthecustomer.com, and also smallbusinessadvocate.com, of course. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a certified financial planner. He is an advisor, a financial advisor. He's also a spiritual advisor as an ordained minister. John, thanks again for staying with us. We're talking about getting the most out of your advisors, whoever they may be. And in the previous segment, we talked about the fact that we all need advisors. We all need somebody to talk to, some dispassionate party who cares about us. My friend Noah St. John calls them loving mirrors, people that will shine turn a mirror on us, but in a way, but they're people who we know care about us, right, John?
I love that idea, that loving mirror. That's a great visual picture.
He's one of your neighbors. He's a Massachusetts. He's from Massachusetts as well. So we talked about that many years ago. So let's talk about how to get the most out of it. Now that we've got their attention, and everybody says, okay, I'm willing to accept a financial advisor or a CEO coach or whatever, how do we get the most out of these people?
Well, the first thing to do is to ask more questions than the typical ones that you get when you Google, for instance, how to choose a financial advisor or something. They usually will tell you, you know, ask for credentials and qualifications, ask what his specialties are, and ask how he's compensated, how much he costs. And all those things are good to know. All those are things that you have to know. But I like to encourage people to go deeper than that in order to end up in a relationship where you get the best from your advisor. Mm-hmm. Thinking of financial advisors, for instance, the question, what are your credentials and qualifications, has to do with whether or not he's able to address your particular needs. Mm-hmm. But a corollary question that doesn't get asked and really should get asked is, what kind of clients do you most like to serve? Who do you get excited about working
with? So you're saying that never mind the credentials. That's table stakes. If you didn't have credentials, I shouldn't be talking to you anyway.
Right.
And number two, I want to find out if you have experience and an acumen with working with someone like me, a small business owner, a small investor, a lady, a guy, you know, however you identify yourself. Is that what you're saying?
And it's part of it. And the key thing here that might come up, for instance, if you ask an advisor, who do you like to work with, he may answer in terms of account size. I want people with $250,000 to invest or
right.
up to $1 million.
Right.
He may answer by industry, doctors, dentists, small business owners.
Or she may answer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And in my case, I answer the question in a somewhat unusual way. People ask me, who do I like to serve? And I tell them I work with Christian churches and the people who attend them. And when they ask me why, and the why is the important part of asking the question, who do you most like mm-hmm. to serve? It's because in my case, my investment management is driven more by principles than by circumstances. And
You're a values investor.
Right. And I want a clientele that can relate to that.
Right.
For instance, there is a Bible verse that says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death.
Mm-hmm.
There's another verse that says straight's the gate and narrow the path that leads
right.
to life, and few find it. So when
I heard
tell
all that
clients,
all my life.
when I tell clients that I don't generally follow the crowd. They may sometimes find my advice contrarian. The clients from my niche understand that because their life sort of works that
mm-hmm.
way. And I'm happiest working with people who are philosophically disposed to accept
and,
that.
And you're doing exactly what I try to tell small business owners on the show to do all the time, and that is find the customers that like what the way you do business, the things that you do, the way that you present your products, where you're located, all you know, all that. Find those people who want that.
Exactly.
And charge them for that, because John, you've ruled out a large part of the financial market by that description you just gave us. But because you're a small shop, you don't have to conquer the world.
Exactly. Exactly. And so when you as the buyer of the advice, when you as the hirer of the advisor find someone whose philosophy really meshes with yours,
right,
then you'll be happy not only to pay for their advice but to actually take it. And when an advisor gets a client who pays him for advice and then takes that advice, mm-hmm. that's a client that the advisor will bend over backwards to serve,
right.
And you'll get your best from that advisor.
And that's a happy advisor, because look at the benefit you get, John, from working with people who have your values.
Yeah.
Look at how happy you are, and you know, you and I both know as small business owners, you know, there's a lot of times when the money doesn't come rolling in, so you better be happy too.
Exactly.
Hey, John, I need your website, please.
It's AspireFA.com, A-S-P-I-R-E, F as in financial, A as in advisor.com.
All right, AspireFA.com, John Harrison, folks. His book is called Making Mammon Serve You, which is available wherever books are sold. You can also find out more about it at his website. And he and I will be right back. We're going to wrap this up after these messages. 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.